And just like that, the Democrats' razor-thin majority in the U.S. Senate just got smaller. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema told CNN that she has left the Democratic Party and registered as an independent.
I just not worried about folks who may not like this approach. What I am worried about is continuing to do what's right for my state.
Sinema says she still plans to caucus with the Democrats, but her announcement has already set off political tremors in her home state. Alejandra Gomez is the executive director of Lucha, a grassroots political group that has helped Democrats get elected in Arizona. Alejandra, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, Senator Sinema for years has frustrated Democrats as they've tried to get an ambitious agenda through the divided Senate. How does this news that she's left the party gone over in your circles?
Today, Kyrsten Sinema told us what we already knew for years, that she is not a Democrat and that she is simply out for herself. What we continue to see is that her record in office has been one of selfishness. She's consistently prioritized her own desire for the spotlight above the needs of Arizonans, and today's news is just the latest example of that.
Groups like yours, grassroots political groups, worked very hard in 2017 to help get a Democrat elected in a traditionally conservative state like Arizona. Do you feel like Senator Sinema has abandoned you?
Absolutely. She betrayed the people who elected her, and she has broken promise after promise, and this is just the latest example of that. She's wildly unpopular across Arizona, and you can cite the AARP polling done in September of 2022.
But, I have to ask you, because Arizona is a state where there are more independents registered than Democrats, and Sinema says what she's doing is just a reflection of what most of her constituents want. Bipartisanship in Congress. Do you believe her?
Absolutely not. And she has a decision to make about whether or not she's running in Arizona, given how unpopular she is. If she does run and creates a three-way race, it'll be up to all of us to make sure that we beat her and elect a real Democrat to represent Arizona.
And so I guess, how do you do that, when you've had this experience with someone who you thought was a real Democrat?
Yeah, we have an incredible congressman that we are really hopeful and he has consistently shown up time and time and again in Arizona as a champion, and that's Ruben Gallego. And, Kyrsten Sinema, this shows also her vulnerability, that she does not have a constituency, and she knows that she is unpopular. And again, she's trying to weaken the position of Democrats, but really what she's done is weaken her own position and demonstrated her selfishness.
Alejandra Gomez is the executive director of Lucha, a grassroots political group in Arizona that has helped Democrats get elected in the state. Alejandra, thank you so much.
Thank you.